The administration will respond to Syria's alleged chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend.
And when, I will not say, because I don't like talking about timing.
USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial starts in a Philadelphia area courthouse yesterday, an unexpected happening as he arrives. A topless female protester with the words "Women's Lives Matter" written on her chest and stomach runs at Cosby. Police quickly apprehend her. She's now facing several charges. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg expected to apologize for his company's data-sharing controversy when he's on Capitol Hill today. He'll be in a very hot seat in a Senate hearing, following up with a House hearing tomorrow. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson meeting with Zuckerberg yesterday, the Democrats saying the misuse of social media must be brought under control. Zuckerberg will be pressed about Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting group that improperly tapped into the data of millions of Facebook users. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
An attempt by an NFLer lands him in some trouble as Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis reportedly was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport after joking and asking his traveling companion if she, quote, remembered to pack the explosives. The 24-year-old was taken into custody immediately, but he was released a few hours later after posting a $15,000 bond. In a statement, team officials say they're aware of the matter and they're in the process of gathering more information about it. A Canadian coroner having to admit that a survivor of a deadly bus crash involving a junior hockey team was initially misidentified. Royal Canadian Mounted Police reporting that Xavier Labelle was originally listed among the 15 people killed in that Friday night crash, but he was actually alive and still is. Parker Tobin, who died in the crash, was mistaken for Labelle. Officials claim that a lot of the players looked the same because they were similar ages and they had dyed their hair for the playoff run. The bus carrying the players and coaches colliding with a tractor trailer in central Saskatchewan. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Georgia listed as the world's busiest airport, a title that airport has held now for 20 consecutive years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
The time is 10:05. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 40 degrees. The snow has melted. Ha ha ha. There hasn't been any. Mostly cloudy skies and 0% chance of precipitation. Today is April 10th, 2018. Partly cloudy and a shower or rain or wet snow is possible. A high near 50. I still don't understand how it's possible. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A clear sky and a low near 30 tonight. Winds light and variable. And for tomorrow, it is some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon with a high of 52. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, we have spring. Cloudy skies and a high of 64. Winds will be south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Summer shows up on Friday. Partly cloudy and a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies and a high near 80 on Saturday. And then autumn comes on Sunday, where we have considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers in the afternoon, and a high of 54. On Monday, autumn stays cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 54. Locally heavy rainfall possible, around a half an inch. And on Tuesday, partly cloudy skies in the morning, give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 51. Temperatures in the area: 40 in Raritan, 39 in West Amwell, 41 in Lambertville, 41 in Stockton, 33 at the County Complex, 37 in Highbridge, 44 up in Warren County, and 41 over in Easton, 41 over in Bridgewater as well. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners has practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so the consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, phone number here at the studio, 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside the show, visit BluePantherBIZ.com. Welcome to another edition of Tech Today. Good to be with you, and we finally got some nice weather happening here. Well, where are we? We have big technology news happening on Capitol Hill today. Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, asked to do some splaining. And we're going to talk a little bit about what all that means and what the fallout might be from all that. So let's get started immediately. First, there's an article here on Yahoo Finance by Rob Pegoraro of Yahoo Finance on April 4th. Says, we need a federal law protecting consumers from data leaks. Panera Bread can make you a sandwich in a few minutes, but it will need a little more time to tell you that it leaked your data to the entire internet. How long? Try 8 months. That's how much time elapsed between when security researcher Dylan Houlihan first warned the St. Louis-based fast casual chain about a flaw on the site and the firm actually taking action. That way may be infuriating, but shouldn't be surprising. We keep seeing these data breach debacles in part because you can't make a federal case out of them. No nationwide law compels companies to address a data breach quickly, and you shouldn't expect one anytime this year or maybe even next. Houlihan first tried notifying Panera last August that the site exposed the data of potentially millions of online ordering accounts, including customers' phone numbers and the last four digits of saved credit cards. As Houlihan related in a Medium.com post on Monday, after multiple messages went unanswered or bounced, the company finally assured him that it was working on resolving the problem. Then nothing changed for months. Fed up, Houlihan tipped off cybersecurity journalist Brian Krebs and a data breach researcher, Troy Hunt. After Krebs put in a query, Panera took its entire site offline and then said it had fixed the problem. But after Krebs published his post Tuesday, Panera began telling news sites that only 10,000 accounts had been exposed. But security researchers found that not only was the vulnerability still there, the total number of customer records should actually top 37 million. Security consultant Adam Shostak's two-word review of Panera's response, quite poor. Panera's PR department did not answer requests for comment. Denial and delay have been part of the industry data breach playbook for years. Equifax Leaf learned in late July of last year that unknown attackers had exploited a vulnerability on the site to access sensitive data of about 143 million Americans, including Social Security numbers, but didn't loop the rest of us in until September. Yahoo had data of 3 billion users exposed in a series of breaches from 2013 to 16, but we only learned of them after Verizon agreed to buy the company. The U.S. has since filed charges against this set of Russian hackers. Sometimes you can't even blame hackers for the data breach. Too many companies have databases open to the web for anybody to click around. It's positively refreshing when you learn in days about a breach. For example, Under Armour took only a week to notify roughly 150 million users of its MyFitnessPal app, and it had exposed the usernames, email addresses, and scrambled passwords. As of January 1st, 48 states have legislation setting various standards for data breach notifications. At the federal level, privacy laws govern the finance and healthcare industries, but for other sectors, the state of federal data breach regulations amounts to file not found. Despite the fact that just about all industries involved support having federal and standard, if nothing as strict as the European Union's upcoming general data protection regulation, which will impose a 72-hour disclosure timetable. We would love to see something uniform, said Stephen Martz, who is the general counsel for the National Retail Federation, We would love to see something that requires notification for anyone that was breached. Jason Kratovic, Vice President of Government Affairs at the Financial Services Roundtable, said much of the same thing, backing a strong federal standard. So what's the holdup? Kratovic pointed to a bipartisan pockets of opposition to having a federal bill override state laws. You can also have states' rights Republicans that are also against preemption. March said the NRF has objected to provisions in past bills that would have reserved the strictest consumer notification rules on retailers. Both March and Kratovil said any bill should scale the severity of its security requirements with the size of firms and the sensitivity of the data they handle. But the immediate problem facing Congress is lack of actual legislation. As March said, nothing has ever been marked up. Nothing has ever been marked up this Congress. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what that statement is all about. Representative Carolyn Maloney has a discussion draft of one, the Data Acquisition and Technology Accountability and Security Act, but when it may only be April, few people expect Congress to tackle any other major bills before the midterms. The White House, meanwhile, has not led on this issue, having really seen anything public on these issues, Kratovil said. You can hope that individual companies can do better. Shostak, the security consultant, said he's seeing significantly more attention to breach prevention from firms 5 years ago. It was only the very largest. Now I'm taking with mid-market companies. But considering that data privacy bills have been getting stuck in legislation mud since the early 2005, things may not get better with a new Congress. As FSR's Kratovil said, if Equifax couldn't cause immediate action and reaction, it's hard to think that another breach that would. And again, my concern, and I've talked about this numerous times, is that we continue to put our stuff out in the cloud and giving our data access to a third party. In addition to that, we just have inept people who are running their shops. That's the sad part. And even more inept people who don't see this as a concern. But we really don't do any testing anymore. We just slap stuff up there in the web, and we figure it out and resolve it when people find it. And that has been a complete change in paradigm shift from when I was programming back in the 80s and 90s, when you didn't put anything out there unless it was tested by a lot of people. Now we just slap things together with a lot more ease, the software that allows people who have less acumen for logic and security and bugs, put it out there as quickly as they can, because money is being lost by not having the information out there, as opposed to the money lost by having a mistake or a breach. And so that's the way it's the way it works. We'll get to more of this in a little bit. You are listening to Tech Today, and we are on WHCR-DB, HuntingChamber.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is WHCR-DB. This is the Tech Today Show on HuntonChamber.com. And we're talking data and data breaches today. That's a thing that's dominating the news, and hacking. And so turns out that just seems to be a lot of articles that are prevalent all about that. Here's one. This kind of pretty much summarizes exactly what's going on. And it's sad, but you know, again, we got all these gadgets, we want to get things connected, but we're not doing the work to make sure that these things are secure and safe. And now here's a perfect example of what we're talking about. Things that you wouldn't even think are connected and hackable are. So Andy Greenberg of security on the 10th, says this radio hacker could hijack citywide emergency sirens to play any sound. This is on the Wired.com website. And he says, at exactly noon on the first Tuesday after Balint Sieber moved from Silicon Valley to San Francisco in late 2015, the Australian radio hacker and security researcher was surprised to discover a phenomenon already known to practically every resident of city, a brief piercing wail that rose and then fell, followed by a man's voice. This is a test. This is a test of the outdoor warning system. This is only a test. The next week, at exactly the same time, Sieber heard it again. A few weeks later, after that, Sieber found himself starting up from his bicycle at a utility pole in the city's Soma neighborhood, examining one of the more than 100 sirens that produced that inescapable emergency test message around the city. And at the top, he noticed a vertical antenna. It seemed to be receiving signals via radio, not wires. And the thought came to him, could a hacker like him hijack that command system to trigger all the sirens around the whole city at will? Or to use them to broadcast even more alarming sounds? Now, after 2.5 years of patiently recording and reverse engineering those weekly radio communications, Sieber has indeed found that he or anyone with a laptop and a $35 radio could not only trigger those sounds, as unknown hackers did in Dallas last year, they could also make it play any audio they choose. False warnings of incoming tsunamis or missile strikes, dangerous or mass panic-inducing instructions, 3 a.m. serenades of death metal or Tony Bennett. And he's found the same hackable siren systems not only in San Francisco but in two other cities, as well as hints they may be installed in many more. If you wanted to send out your own music on your own alert, you could broadcast it across entire cities, Sieber says. You could do it with something as cheap and as easy as a handheld radio, and you can buy from Amazon. On Tuesday, security firm Bastille, where Sieber works as director of vulnerability research, went public with the discovery that the emergency siren equipment sold by Boston-based ATI Systems in all three cities Bastille tested lacked the basic encryption necessary to prevent any prankster or saboteur from commanding and commandeering the system at will. In San Francisco, Wichita, Kansas, and another city that Bastille declined to name, Sieber was able to read and fully reproduce the transmissions to those siren systems. By bouncing that signal through a repeater near the center of each city network, Sieber believes he could have gained control over the citywide collection of 114 sirens, each one capable of pumping out as much as 135 decibels, according to Bastille's estimates. More than noise of four jackhammers combined. Although Bastille hasn't gone so far as to actually hijack any of those installed systems by radio and couldn't easily try Sieber's technique via radio in a test setting without risking a violation of FCC regulations, the firm has performed a proof of concept in which it wired one of the ATI's radios directly to Seeker's radio and sent the same commands. In the video above, which is part of this page, he demonstrates the results by playing a test message and then a certain well-worn Rick Astley hit song through the siren at reduced volume. When Wired reached out to ATI Systems, the company responded that, quote, the vulnerability is largely theoretical and has not yet been seen in the field. It also argued that Bastille had broken the law with its research by violating FCC regulations against intercepting and even merely divulging the existence of government radio signals without authorization. But in a statement it sent to Bastille after the researchers warned ATI about its security flaws, ATI wrote that Bastille's findings are likely true and that it's testing a software update it plans to roll out soon. Before customers panic too much, please understand that this is not a trivially easy thing that just anyone can do, that earlier statement notes. At the same time, a certain level of concern is justified. As technology evolves, the level of threat evolves. Sieber warns that the systems can't be easily upgraded with a remote software update and instead will require a maintenance trip to each siren pole in every city whose system is vulnerable to the spoofed signals. But in a press statement, the executive director of San Francisco's Department of Technology, Linda Gorell, confirmed that the city has already implemented a security upgrade across the city. We worked proactively with our vendor to patch the vulnerability, says Gorell. Initially, testing shows the firmware upgrade minimized the threat. Nevertheless, he will continue testing. Aside from the three cities they tested in, Bastille's researchers note that ATI's website referenced siren systems installed in many other sensitive locations, including One World Trade Center in New York City, the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant, and the universities including UMass Amherst, Long Island University, and West Point. Bastille's researchers caution that they couldn't confirm if those customers had installed the same vulnerable setups, but Bastille's CEO, Chris Risley, nonetheless compares the potential for abuse of the sirens with the temporary mass panic that ensued after officials mistakenly triggered an incoming missile alert on Hawaiian cell phones, radios, and television earlier this year. If you caused evacuation around Indian Point, imagine all the chaos that warning would cause, Risley says, referring to the nuclear facility 50 miles north of New York. It's hard to think of an infrastructure more critical than warning systems that tell us about tsunamis, air raids, and nuclear leaks. So, again, it demonstrates, once again, that we are putting stuff out there we're not doing the proper testing, or we don't have the right people in place to do the right testing, fine. But then when somebody actually, in a positive manner, warns your company about it, and you don't do anything about it, there's only two things I can ask. One is, do you have a problem in your company where your workers are not able to distribute the information to the leaders? Or do we have a problem where the leaders do not want to listen to the workers? One of the two. Because if there truly is a quid pro quo relationship going on in a company where a person on the line learns of a vulnerability, something that's detrimental to the company, and they're passing along to the leadership, and the leadership doesn't react because they think it's overblown, wow, we got some problems. So no matter what, there's an exposure of either culture in addition to the software problems that those companies are having. And that is unfortunate, but it goes on for quite some time. It's 9:10:31. We need to take a news break, and I'll be back right after that with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is very angry about an FBI raid on his personal lawyer's office yesterday. Trump speaking yesterday after the FBI, as he puts it, broke into Michael Cohen's office.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given, I believe, over a million pages worth of documents to the special counsel.
Reports are the raid is connected to the $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels, supposedly to secure her silence about an alleged affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. President Trump saying the administration will respond to Syria's alleged chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend.
And when, I will not say, because I don't like talking about timing.
USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial starts in a Philadelphia area courthouse yesterday, an unexpected happening as he arrives. A topless female protester with the words "Women's Lives Matter" written on her chest and stomach runs at Cosby. Police quickly apprehend her. She's now facing several charges. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg expected to apologize for his company's data-sharing controversy when he's on Capitol Hill today. He'll be in a very hot seat in a Senate hearing, following up with a House hearing tomorrow. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson meeting with Zuckerberg yesterday, the Democrats saying the misuse of social media must be brought under control. Zuckerberg will be pressed about Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting group that improperly tapped into the data of millions of Facebook users. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise.
Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
An attempt by an NFLer lands him in some trouble as Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis reportedly was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport after joking and asking his traveling companion if she, quote, remembered to pack the explosives. The 24-year-old was taken into custody immediately, but he was released a few hours later after posting a $15,000 bond. In a statement, team officials say they're aware of the matter and they're in the process of gathering more information about it. A Canadian coroner having to admit that a survivor of a deadly bus crash involving a junior hockey team was initially misidentified. Royal Canadian Mounted Police reporting that Xavier LaBelle was originally listed among the 15 people killed in that Friday night crash, but he was actually alive and still is. Parker Tobin, who died in the crash, was mistaken for LaBelle. Officials claim that a lot of the players looked the same because they were similar ages and they had dyed their hair for the playoff run. The bus carrying the players and coaches colliding with a tractor trailer in central Saskatchewan. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Georgia listed as the world's busiest airport, a title that airport has held now for 20 consecutive years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tech Today on Huntington Maria Com, WHCRDB. So we've been talking about breaches and problems and the lack of knowledge and rushing things out there to get completed before they go out. So here and it just vanished on me. Yeah, Google and Netflix have launched a cloud scale continuous software delivery called Kayenta. This was developed by Netflix, and Google is helping them to roll this out to be more of an open source. Now, open source has become, quite honestly, the de facto standard in software development, because when you have open source, that means everybody can help with it. And that sounds counterintuitive, because you'd say, oh my God, everybody's going to be able to change it and change the software in a manner that is a detriment to the software and even biased to their needs. And that's exactly the opposite, because there's so many eyes on it. People recognize when there's a dubious intent being written in the software. When software is being privately built, you don't get to see the code. It's a black box, so you don't really know what's going on. So I saw this on TechCrunch, but now I just got it on lightreading.com. Google and Netflix are launching Kayenta for cloud-scale continuous software delivery. Enterprises looking to deploy application updates rapidly without breaking things are getting help from two of the biggest and most successful hyperscale cloud providers. Google and Netflix are teaming up to launch Kayenta, an open-source tool for continuous software delivery at cloud scale. Kayenta is designed to help cloud application providers get beyond the old waterfall software delivery method, where updates take months or years to come out, and move to a continuous upscale cycle where updates are happening all the time. So the problem with continuous updates to software delivered over the cloud, aka software as a service, or SaaS, is that developers find it difficult to test software to be sure it doesn't break production systems before deployment. The solution is the problem is to deploy to a small number of users at first, test for problems, and then deploy to a large number of people if no problems are found. If problems aren't found, then roll it back, adjust, and iterate. This problem is called canary analysis, after the old practice of coal miners bringing canaries to work, great for the coal miners, hard on the canaries. Using canary analysis, it's easy to detect problems if the upscale crashes your application, but slight degradations of service can be difficult to detect, and yet extremely harmful if deployed to users on a global scale. Andrew Phillips, Google Cloud Product Manager, said in an interview, As humans, we're bad at detecting small changes, and we're very bad at determining whether a small change is in the statistically expected range of fluctuations, Phillips said. In other words, it can be difficult to determine whether a small change in application performance is due to a code update or whether the change is just random. That's where Kayenta comes in. Kayenta is an open source tool that works with SpinMaker, an open source continuous deployment tool initially developed by Netflix, and automate rolling out software updates on a small scale, test for small changes, and then either roll the update out to a wider scale or roll it back, the bug fix. Every organization says, on the one hand, we must move faster, but we also have to stay safe. We can't afford to break all the production applications, Phillips says. Kayenta is designed to help enterprises resolve that paradox. Developed jointly by Google and Netflix, Kayenta is an evolution of Netflix internal canary systems, reimagined to be the completely open, extensible, and capable of handling more advanced user cases. According to a post to go live on the Google blog Tuesday, it gives enterprise teams the confidence to quickly push production changes by reducing error-prone, time-intensive, and cumbersome manual or ad hoc canary analysis. Kayenta apparently competes with at least one startup, Joyota Brensel, who founded AppDynamics, which sold to Cisco for $3.7 billion last year, which is focused on continuous application delivery as a service. With his new startup, Harness is designed to let app developers get new features and upgrades out to users faster, while also ensuring security and application stability. And in related development, startup Gremlin is looking to make chaos engineering widely available, taking out components of an internet application such as individual servers or components on a controlled basis to test whether the system recovers gracefully. So we're starting to experience these problems. Unfortunately, they're on a massive scale. And now we're starting to build tools to provide a better environment for our developers and our developing customers to achieve it without having such flaws. We'll see. Unfortunately, one of the other dangers of this is by bringing a tool into it, the tool itself can be used as a tool for positive or negative success. So if somehow this tool can be hacked, now everything's got their finger. Now people have got their hands in everything that uses the tool. So sometimes bringing the tool in helps. Sometimes it's a hindrance. It becomes another window or door, the back door to the code and the infrastructure. So we'll have to see. It's very difficult to do. My problem is that the software itself has been made so easy to develop for a good reason, because we want rapid development to get things out to market quickly. But it's so easy to develop that we've actually, the acumen of the developers has disappeared. They don't need to be as strategically thinking as back when you had to code in a third generation language. And so now the vulnerabilities show up because people don't have the ability to do it. The waterfall approach provided that opportunity, but as they said in the article, it slows things down significantly. We're at our three-quarter of the way through the show, and we'll be back in just a minute after these commercials.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is WHCRDB's Tech Today show on HuntChamber.com, and we talk all about tech. We've been talking about data breach and software development and security breaches and infrastructure development and stuff like that. And let's move on to something a little bit less heavy, shall we? Most of us either use laptops or desktops. Many of you are familiar with desktops that happen to be... on your desk or under your desk. And most of us have them at home or have them at work. And they're pretty clunky. They're pretty big. And the question is, do they have to be? There was a time when they needed to be that big because the components themselves were pretty big. Or to piece together the PC... you needed the room to be able to get things in and out. But as we continue to evolve, and we've been working with computers in the mainstream now for, gosh, nearly 30 years, we've come up with the technology to make those components smaller and smaller and a standard size so that we don't have to have that wiggle room and that empty space in there. In addition, we need to have a lot of air in the box to cool off those components because they get very hot when they're working. So, again, they've come up with better ways to make that smaller, a smaller footprint. Well, now desktops are starting to turn out into a much smaller package, and there's one here called Intel's Hades Canyon, NUC, is a tiny gaming powerhouse. So there's a review of a small mini desktop. It's called Intel's Last NUC, The Future of Tiny Desktops. And with this latest model, the Hades Canyon NUC, that's true that than ever. It has just about everything you need and want in a desktop, thanks to a single chip that houses Intel's 8th generation Core i7 CPU and AMD's RX Vega M GPU. Those are just names for the computer processor that runs the code for whatever you're trying to do. It's as simple as when you're doing a word processor. It's as complex as when you're playing a three-dimensional game with virtual reality across the internet. Every piece of software runs through the brain of a computer one instruction at a time, and the faster it does it, the better off your experience is because there's no slowdown. This is one of the first devices to use that hybrid processor, the project of a frenemy deal between Intel and AMD. So that's ironic, is that Intel and AMD have been competing chip makers for years. You could typically buy a computer cheaper with an AMD processor than an Intel processor. And whenever somebody's asked me about buying a computer, I'd usually ask them what they're going to do with it. And if it turns out that they're only going to be doing word processing and doing some internet browsing and stuff like that, it really wasn't necessary to really pony up the extra money for an Intel processor. When you were doing things like databases and graphics and graphic design and CAD design and gaming, that's when you needed the stronger, the faster processors, and that's when you would need to consider perhaps an Intel processor or an even faster AMD processor. It lives up to the meaning between the NUC acronym, Next Unit of Computing. So that's NUC, Next Unit of Computing. So here's the summary. Intel's Hades Canyon Next Unit of Computing is everything we've ever wanted in a tiny desktop. It has enough graphical power to play just about any modern game and a power VR headsets, so that's virtual reality, but it's small enough to take anywhere. And while it's probably too expensive for most consumers, it still manages to push small form factor PCs into a brand new territory. And that's really what this is all about, is that we're starting to morph from a large desktop, which is cumbersome and clunky and hard to take with us, but instead we can take this small box with us, and that makes being able to bring games with you easier. While its predecessor was already impressive, what makes the Hades Canyon NUC stand out? Its combination of CPU and GPU power. It would have been unthinkable in a machine this size a few years ago, and it's still noteworthy today. Intel claims it's the smallest VR-capable machine on the market, and we're inclined to believe them. Other compact VR desktop systems like HP's are significantly larger. The new model is more than double the size and weight of the previous Skull Canyon NUC. It retains a similar design, though, with bright multicolored LEDs and light up in front and its prominent skull logo. And the bigger frame is worth it. Given that it's packing in around four times as much graphical power as before, and it makes room for even more ports on the front, the features of the SD card slot, two traditional USB 3.0 ports, one of which can charge devices when the NUC is off, an HDMI port, a USB-C cable port, and a headphone jack. So let's go through those real quick. So no matter what, we keep even making the ports smaller, by the way, which is kind of interesting. But a USB 3.0 port is about a 3/4 inch wide. So if you're going to have multiple ports like that, you need some space to do it. And behind those ports, by the way, are components that read what's going into those ports, those plugs, so they have to be packed into that box. An HDMI port is about an inch and a half. A USB-C cable is small, that's nice. A headphone jack is small, that's nice. SD card slots to take SD cards and put them in there to save things back and forth. So you need that for there as well. USB 3.0, the speed at which data can go over the wire. We started out with USB USB cables, then we went to USB 2.0 cables. Now USB 3.0 cables can handle more data in a quicker period of time. And then we have VR, virtual reality slots, right, to plug in our virtual reality. And it's even more impressive around the back, where there's four standard USB 3.0 ports. So we got more on the back. Two Thunderbolt 3 capable USB-C connectors. So we'll get to the smaller ones. Two mini display ports for getting stuff out to the wherever we want to show them. People now are connecting their PCs to these boxes to other PCs or monitors. Two Ethernet jacks to get them connected to the network. An HDMI connection and another headphone jack. So we need those on potentially on both sides. That's more connectivity than you'll see on any gaming laptop, and it rivals that you'll see on any typical desktop. Under the hood, which you can easily see by removing the top of the case, you'll get access to all the internal ports, including the space to M2 SSDs. That's hard drives that are static. They don't have turning components anymore. DDR4 RAM. You need memory for to run the games, not just storage. SSDs are storage. That's the hard drives. DDRM RAM is memory. That's where the dynamic memory and the games keeping track of things. Up to 32 gig. Two SATA connections like all the Intels, and you see it's a bare bones box, so you'll have to buy your own RAM. Oh, that's unfortunate because it's not really expensive, but it adds to the price, no doubt. Storage and OS to get going. That's at least $500 on top of the machine's $999 price tag, but it's within the price range of similar mini desktops. So, yeah, you're going to get yourself into, I don't know, about $1,500. And that's what you're going to pay for a very high-end price of a laptop or a desktop as well. So check it out. NUCs are out there for your pleasure. Time for me to depart. It's been my pleasure to be with you on Tech Today. I do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys.
President Trump reacting to news that the FBI had raided his personal lawyer Michael Cohen's office, home, and hotel room yesterday, a raid reportedly linked to a $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. We've given, I believe, over a million pages worth of documents.
President Trump now tweeting about it this morning, saying it proves attorney-client privilege is dead. President Trump saying a decision will be coming soon on how America is going to respond to Syria's apparent chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend. Dozens of people were killed. The president remarking late yesterday the decision would be coming last night or soon after. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Senator Bill Nelson of Florida saying the misuse of social media has got to be brought under control. The Democrat meeting with embattled Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg yesterday, as Zuckerberg's preparing for 2 days of congressional testimony this week that will begin today concerning his company's data sharing controversy. We told you moments ago that President Trump is vowing a response soon to the apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria over the week.